kind of another word for spanking. Maybe some old time might sound like it would.
Whipping.
Or something begins with a TH.
Thrashing.
Yeah, so you'd say, oh, sir.
Thrashed.
Okay. Or how would you say that if you were going to put that in a sentence? You'd say oats.
Oats were thrashed.
Okay. All right, some pronouns I'm going to ask you about. Say if we have to do a job together, you'd say, if you were telling me about it, you'd say that man have to do this.
You and I.
Okay. In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
Okay. What about if you and another fellow were coming over to see me, again, not using your names, you would say that and are coming. Fifth other fellow was
me. Him and me?
Yeah, okay. What about if you were going to some a way of identifying yourself without using your name, if you came to the door and knocked on it, and I said, who's there? And you knew that I know the sound of your voice. You might say, oh, open the door, it's just
me.
Okay. Or if you were identifying somebody else who knocked on the door without using the name, if it was a man, you might say, oh, open the door, it's just
him.
Yeah, if it was a girl, you'd say it's
her.
If it were several people, you'd say it's
them.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as
me.
Okay. Or if it was the other way around, you might say, I'm not as tall as
him.
Okay. Or if you're comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than Okay. Say if a man had been running, and at the end of the second mile, that was it, couldn't go any longer, you'd say the 2 miles was
the most.
Okay. All right.
From the farthest it can go.
Right. Okay. Talking about possession, owning things. If something belongs to me, I would say that's
mine.
Okay. Or if something belongs to you, you'd say I would say that's
yours.
Right. If it belonged to him, I would say it's
his.
And to her,
hers.
And to them,
theirs.
Okay. If it belongs to us together, you'd say it's
ours.
All right. What about if a lot of people have come to see you and they're just about to leave, you might turn to them and say, well, come back again. If you're talking to them as a group.
It's the y'all come back again.
Okay. What about the possessive of that? If you were talking about several people owning something together, maybe like a car, you might turn to them and say, is that
y'all's?
Okay. Have you ever heard anything else? Any other possessive of y'all besides y'all's?
Bosses?
Yeah. How would somebody say that?
They'd say, is that y'all's over there?
Yeah. Any particular type of person?
The same type that I was talking about.
Old timers?
Yes.
Not too much education. All right. What about this situation? Say if I had been to a party, and you didn't get to go for some reason, and I was telling you about it after it was over, and you wanted to know the people who were at the party, everybody who was there, what would you probably ask me?
I'd say, well, who all was there?
Okay. And say if I'd been to hear a speaker, and you didn't get to go, and I was telling you about it, and you wanted to know what he had to say, what would you probably ask me?
So what did he say?
Okay. You said, who all was there? Would you ever say, what all did he say?
Yes, sir. What all did he say?
Okay. Say this term. Say if nobody else will look out for them, they've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay.